progress. We continue Shari Chuva Shar Beis Ois Zayin, share number 94. The second way of inspiration, the person should view this approach as well. To arouse himself to do tshuva, we started discussing a little yesterday when the days of zikna approach. Haderech hasheni, kasher yavoy yimei hazikna ve'egiyo yimei haseiva. When the days of a person's life, he sees he's getting older. V'yidal b'koyche v'yimad v'yishach yitzroi. The person's strength is being sapped. He doesn't know why. Why does he feel weak? Could be he has to do exercise. That's a good thing also. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, his Yetzirah is also weakened. It's not like it used to be. A person should realize, as we discussed yesterday, Hashem is talking to us. He should remember, but only forever. We don't like to think about it, but it's important to think about it. We have to prepare, make food for the road. What's the food for the road? We have to be investors. Someone just told me a story this morning. Side point, but it's a nice story to share with you. And hopefully from the story, we'll remind ourselves to be good investors. He said, there's a certain individual who paid for someone's medical bills in Eretz Yisrael. And he had a child that needed a similar medical treatment. And this individual came to some hard times, and he wasn't able to continue paying these medical bills for the person Eretz Yisrael. So he told this Rav, says, I have to stop, I feel bad, I have to pay for my own son. The Rav told him, you can't stop. That person is relying upon you. You need to find a way. You can't stop. He says, what am I supposed to do? So, and I'm going to, the next part of the story, I just want to preface by saying I'm not encouraging, for those who are do use the stock market, good, fine, I'm not encouraging or discouraging. I'm just telling the story what happened. Back to the story. Story was that over COVID, stocks went down. As we know, stocks went up also. He bought a stock at I think we said it was $15 a stock. The next day, it went down to $12. He bought some more. He said he figures this stock can go up. It went down again to $8.07. He kept on buying more and more. And the next day, it shot up to $70 a stock. By the time he finished and he sold, he made up exactly the amount that he needed to pay for that yid in Eretz Yisrael. Started this mitzvah. He worked hard in the way, of course, his shtadlus is praiseworthy, but it's his bitachin in Hashem that's more commendable. We have to be investors and buy stocks in Olam Haba. Yizkor kitzoy, ki karevu v'yovin lacharisoy. Yizkor kitzoy, we have to remind ourselves, we're not going to be here forever. There's a beautiful Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes says, what's the kavana a chosan and kala should have when they walk down in the chuppah? Now, one kavana could be just walk straight to Chas Shom, you don't want to trip, it's quite embarrassing. Okay, that's good. Sfas Emes says, person should think they're not going to be here forever. And they're getting married, and Hashem should give them the schus to have future generations that will serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You hear this? Person's getting married. The Sfas Emes says, have in mind that you're mispal to Hashem, that I'm going to get married, Hashem should enable this marriage to produce future generations of Oivdei Hashem, to serve Hashem. It's an attitude of investment, spiritual investment. Yashuv al Hashem yachameyu. Person should come back and do tshuva to Hashem. We learn in Shar Aleph, what does tshuva mean? V'yirachameyu. And Hashem will have a mercy on this person. Hashem will accept the person's tshuva. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up what happens when the person doesn't do tshuva. He's getting older. What happens to the person?